Welcome back, everybody. Today, we're going to be doing something a little different. You know how we always talk about thinking and acting locally? Well, this time, we're going to use this really interesting essay to kind of dive into that whole concept. It's called I, Pencil by Leonard Reed.
Oh, that's a classic. It's a really thought-provoking piece.
It is, and it might seem a little strange at first, like why a pencil? But trust me on this one. It really gets you thinking about the interconnectedness of everything.
It does, on the surface, a pencil seems like such a simple everyday object. But when you start to really think about all the people and processes involved in its creation, it's mind-boggling.
Exactly. Like Reed talks about how the wood for the pencil comes from cedar trees in Oregon, and the graphite comes from mines in Sri Lanka.
And the eraser. Did you know the eraser uses pumice from Italy and rapeseed oil from the Dutch East Indies?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
And that's just the tip of the iceberg. There are so many other components.
Absolutely. There's the clay, the wax, the metal for the ferrule, the paint. I mean, it goes on and on.
And the crazy thing is that no single person knows how to make a pencil from scratch.
That's Reed's main point. It's this idea of distributed knowledge. No one person possesses all the knowledge needed to create even this seemingly simple object.
It's really humbling when you think about it. Like all these people all over the world are contributing to something without even realizing it.
Exactly. And that's how complex systems work, right? It's not about centralized planning or control. It's about individual actions driven by self-interest somehow coming together to create something greater than the sum of its parts.
Like that invisible hand idea.
Exactly. And you know what's even more amazing? This whole process happens without anyone really being in charge.
There's like a spontaneous order emerges from all of this individual effort.
That's the beauty of it. And you know what? This isn't just some abstract economic theory. It has real implications for how we think about our own communities.
So we can apply this I pencil thinking to like local businesses and stuff.
Exactly. Think about it. When you buy from a local business, you're not just getting a product or service, you're supporting a whole network of people. The business owner, their employees, their suppliers. And it goes even further than that.
So like it's a ripple effect.
Like those cedar trees in Oregon. When you buy a pencil made with that wood, you're supporting the lumberjacks, the mill workers, the truck drivers who transported it. And you're also supporting the local economy, keeping those jobs and that money circulating within the community.
It's like each little choice we make can actually have a bigger impact than we realize.
Exactly. And that's what Think and Act Locally is all about. It's about recognizing that our individual actions matter.
Okay, so before we move on to some more specific examples, I want to quickly thank our amazing listeners. You know, we do this show because we believe in the power of communities, and your support means the world to us. If you're finding value in our deep dives, we would love it if you'd consider supporting us. You can find a donation link on our website, thinkandactlocally.com. Every little bit helps us keep this show going.
And with that said, let's dive into some specific examples of how we can all think and act locally to make a difference.
I'm excited to hear more. Let's do it.
So when we talk about think and act locally, what are some practical things people can do?
Well, I think one of the most important things is supporting local businesses.
Absolutely. That's like the foundation of a strong community.
And it goes back to that whole idea of distributed knowledge. Like each business owner has their own unique set of skills and expertise.
And when you support them, you're not just supporting their livelihood, you're supporting a whole ecosystem of local talent.
Like those farmers we were talking about earlier.
Exactly. They're providing fresh produce for the community, creating jobs, preserving farmland.
It's all connected.
It really is. And think about all the other local businesses too, restaurants, cafe shops.
They all contribute to the unique character and vibrancy of a place.
It's true. When you go to a town with a thriving local scene, it just feels different.
It's got that energy, that sense of community.
And it makes you want to support those businesses even more.
Exactly. It becomes a virtuous cycle. And you know what else is important?
What's that?
Getting involved in local initiatives.
Oh, yeah. Like volunteering and stuff.
Exactly. There are so many ways to contribute your time and talents.
Like, what kind of things?
Well, you could volunteer at a local school or library. You could join a community garden.
Well, that's a good one.
Or you could even just help out an elderly neighbor with their groceries or yard work.
You know, it's funny because sometimes we think we need to do something grand or heroic to make a difference, but it's really the small everyday actions that add up.
Absolutely. Like Reed says in his essay, iPencil came about because of the actions of millions of individuals, each one contributing their small part to a much larger whole.
And it's the same with our communities.
Exactly. We all have something to offer, whether it's our time, our skills, our money.
And when we combine those efforts, we can create something truly remarkable.
So don't underestimate the power of your individual actions.
Right. Think and act locally.
And watch how those ripples spread outwards, creating a more vibrant and resilient community for everyone.
It's amazing to think that something as simple as a pencil can teach us so much about community and interconnectedness.
It really is. It's like Reid was trying to show us that even the most ordinary objects have extraordinary stories behind them.
And those stories are all about people.
Exactly. The pencil is a testament to human ingenuity, collaboration, and the power of individual action.
You know, when we start to see the world through that lens, it changes everything.
It does. It makes you realize that we're all part of something much bigger than ourselves.
And that even the smallest actions can have a ripple effect.
Like choosing to buy a locally made product instead of a mass-produced one.
Or volunteering our time at a community garden or a local school.
Or simply striking up a conversation with a neighbor we don't know very well.
Those little things might not seem like much in isolation.
But when enough people do them, they create a culture of connection and shared responsibility.
And that's what Think and Act Locally is all about. It's about taking ownership of our communities and working together to make them better for everyone.
It's about recognizing that we don't have to wait for someone else to fix things. We can start right where we are.
And that's incredibly empowering because it means that we all have a role to play in shaping our own futures.
So if you're feeling inspired to get involved, don't hesitate.
Find something you're passionate about. Connect with like-minded people and take action.
Remember the pencil. It's a reminder that even the most seemingly insignificant things can have a profound impact when we work together.
And if you're enjoying our deep dives and want to support our mission to inspire people to think and act locally, you can find a donation link on our website, thinkandactlocally.com. Every little bit helps us keep these conversations going.
Thanks for joining us today, folks.
We hope you'll keep thinking and acting locally and making a difference in your own communities.